Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday morning, June 5th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, the computer hackers that have taken over $100 million and the other portfolios you need to pay close attention to. Those stories as we continue.
You're an entrepreneur, not an accountant, but it's always the same story. You make your hobby your business, all of a sudden you're a business owner. Instead of doing what you love, you're tracking your time, creating invoices, collecting receipts, and chasing clients down for payment. With FreshBooks, you can save yourself from a ton of headaches. FreshBooks can create professional-looking invoices, track your time, capture expenses, and get real-time business reports. Start your 30-day free trial today. Go to GetFreshBooks.com, and don't forget to enter WSJ Your Money Matters in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
International law enforcement authorities over the weekend took control of two hacker networks that have infected more than a million computers worldwide. One network, Game Over Zeus, lifted banking credentials from Microsoft Windows computers to steal more than $100 million. The other network, CryptoLocker, kidnapped files and demanded ransoms from the users. They collected approximately $27 million in the first 2 months. Over the next few weeks, investigators and prosecutors will work with private sector partners to start notifying infected users, but MarketWatch reporter Priya Anand says there are warning signs that you can start looking out for now.
If you didn't ask your computer to open up certain programs and you don't have those already scheduled to be opening up, and you look at your task manager, which you can find pretty easily in a control panel or system preferences and places like that, then that's a red flag.
Priya says everyone should make sure to check their computer over the next 2 weeks. That's how long security experts predict it will take for hackers to regain control of these networks. The government has a link on the Department of Homeland Security website that they suggest you check out.
Then you can do a quick Google search and find anti-malware software that runs searches for the stuff that they've taken down and seized to make sure that your computer is not already infected and to make sure that you're protected in the future from these kinds of things.
You can also check Priya Anand's story and MarketWatch for other tips to know if your computer has been impacted by these botnet malware programs. After the break, keeping track of your credit and identity portfolios.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. The chemical company.
If you believe that the only portfolio you have in life consists of your investments, you're wrong. Adam Levin of Credit.com reviews the three portfolio theory.
When most people hear the word portfolio, they think investments, stocks, bonds, things like that. But you actually have at least two more portfolios, credit and identity. And a problem in one can affect the others. Your credit portfolio consists of all of the information financial institutions use when they decide whether or not to loan you money. Most of it is in your credit report. But your identity portfolio is that and much more. It's all the data that's used to identify who you are, your Social Security number, credit card information, tax records, addresses, medical records, school transcripts, your posts on Facebook and Twitter, and on and on. When this information is lost, stolen, or corrupted, it can cause real trouble. With the right personal information, people can open lines of credit, get medical procedures, or even hijack a tax refund, all in your name. The good news is that if you're vigilant about monitoring your credit, you're in a good position to quickly find out if you become a victim. Sudden changes in your credit score or new accounts being opened that you didn't know about will tip you off that something's wrong. Many prefer to use a professional to manage their money, but only you can manage your credit and identity because no one has a greater stake in the protection of your financial security and reputation than you. There's no way around it. Managing your credit and identity is really all on you. I'm Adam Levin. Come to Credit.com and take control of your credit.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.